Greetings in the name of the giver of every good and perfect gift. Now we're going to say something to you about God's second gift, namely the Holy Spirit of God. If you were to turn to the Gospel by St. John at chapter 16, and I hope that you'll read this passage with us. If you cannot, if you do not have your Bible handy now, you just jot down the scripture and look at it for yourself a little later. St. John chapter 16 and verse 7, which says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." And you know, when you come to the Bible, you can expect ever and always to hear the truth. And our Lord Jesus Christ did say of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Yes, friends, the truth was resident in our Lord Jesus Christ, and he could speak of himself as the truth. And again, in the very same gospel, in the very first chapter, he says, "The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, and therefore he speaks the truth." And so in verse 7 he says of chapter 16, "I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin," that is to say, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, "of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged." Now just let me point out very briefly that the work of our Lord Jesus Christ in the believer, he is spoken of as the Comforter. He comforts his dear children. And not only is he the Comforter for the believer, he is the teacher, and also he is the guide. He empowers us in our service for him. But his work in the world, again, is something different. His work in the world is to convict men and women of sin. Now, I make bold to say that no person has ever been reached, no one has ever been saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ without, first of all, having been convicted of sin. It isn't necessary, is it, to labor that point? For the Word of God says, Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," and in this respect, there is no difference. Now, we are not trying to infer that we have all sinned alike, but we are all alike sinners. And of course, there is a distinction with a great difference. One sin, if unforgiven, would shut heaven's door to you forever. And 10,000 sins, if you own your sinnership in the presence of God, if you become a convicted sinner and bow in his presence and say to him, "Lord Jesus, I have sinned, and not only have I sinned and perverted that which is right, but I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight." Listen, friend, if you were to acknowledge and own in his presence that you are a sinner, helpless, hopeless, and undone, I'm sure that you would be turned to that Blessed One who has made provision for the sinner and made provision for the sinner in that he himself, the Lord Jesus, went all the way to Calvary to die for guilt and for sin, to put away sin, in other words, by the sacrifice of himself. Think of a passage like this: "All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the sin," or the iniquity, "of us all." Therefore, we say that the work of the Holy Spirit in the world, the whole world, is to convict men and women of guilt and of sin. Now, you couldn't put away your sin. You couldn't put away the least sin that you have ever committed. But thank God, blessed be his name, the Spirit of God who convicts you of guilt and who convicts you of sin would turn your gaze to the blessed Son of God, the Savior of sinners. Yes, friends, and if you trusted Christ as your personal Savior, you would find rest and peace in that soul of yours at this very moment. Now, we're going to say more about this in our next broadcast in the will of the Lord, and we trust that you will be listening in. But don't wait till then. Meantime, open the heart's door, bid the Savior enter in, and salvation is yours.